Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
So this week I'm in the studio with my good friend Shelley Stockton, and it's just really a delight to have you in the studio.
Thank you. Good to be here, Lee.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your kind of day-to-day life with Classical Conversations, what you do as somebody that enjoys supporting homeschooling families?
Well, a lot of our day is communications with the team of academic advisors and academic consultants. We have a team of 15. These are moms who either are finished homeschooling or in the midst of homeschooling, and they direct a program. Learning and supporting parents. They also support directors and trainers through webinars and conversations and those kinds of things. So yeah, I meet with the team. We make sure the rest of the company knows about whatever we produce or create, and vice versa. If there's a new product that comes down, we help see how that product can be useful for parents and students.
So I think something a lot of parents don't know is how much behind the scenes work there is in Classical Conversations. And so you're alluding to some of those teams that help us.
It's just not us four anymore, right?
And with 127,000 students,
that's
a lot
right.
of people to tell things.
So where our ships move slower, and 5th edition just came out.
For our audience, the 5th edition of our Foundations Guide, which is for our kindergarten through 6th grade programs.
Exactly. Right. And so how are we going to communicate that to our leaders, our directors, our tutors, and then the parents? And what are the changes? How is it different? What are new benefits? And we planned ahead so that we could let folks know in an organized and clear way how this would help them at home educate their children.
Thank you, Shelley.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.